You know, there's a teaching from the... There's a Torah they say over a teaching from the Holy Visioner. Why is it that the Nusach, that the Chassidim generally say, by Kriyishma, by the Shema that's said when we go to sleep, Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Sholom, that may our Father Hashem, may He put us to sleep in a peaceful way. But the Nusach that we find in general by other Siddurim is Hashkiveinu Malkeinu, is may our King put us to sleep in a peaceful and gentle way. So the Visioner asked, why is it the Nusach of the Chassidim is Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Sholom? And he taught that when the child's neshama was brought into the world, when the child's neshama was brought into the world by the parents, so the child wanted to see his mother, wanted to see his father. And similarly, when a child, every night when the child goes to sleep, and the neshama is returned to Hashem, so the child doesn't want to have the king in the room. The child wants to have his mommy, his daddy. Hashkiveinu Avinu L'Sholom. So I was thinking that what's unique about the Zakatinskis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Adina, and about Hashiveinu, even though the pasuk that's brought down is Hashiveinu, Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva, that Hashem bring us back to you. Now we're holding before Shavuos. You see, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, our Father, bring us back to your Torah. If a Jewish person will receive the Torah, it's because it was given by our Father, by Hashem, in a very loving and sweet way. That's how Hashem gave it to us. And that's the way it should be given back to every one of us. Because sometimes, in the course of our lives, a little bit along the way, we got verblunded. We got a little bit lost. And we weren't holding on so strongly to the gift that Hashem had given us, to Torah. And people like Rabbi and Mrs. Zakatinsky come to strengthen our connection to the Torah, to give back the Torah that belongs to us. And what's unique in how they give it back, and I'm speaking from experience, they're close personal friends of mine for many years. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, not Hashiveinu Malkeinu L'Sarasecha. Hashiveinu Avinu means to bring us back to the Torah, to help us appreciate the Torah in a loving way, in a warm way, which is the trademark of the Zakatinskis, with ahava, with caring, with love. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. So I got you back. It's a big mitzvah to support Hashiveinu, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to be part of, something extraordinary that's growing before your eyes. You should all be zoiched to have a chelik in it. And I'm excited to have a chelik in it. I want to talk to you about something important. It might have nothing to do with the title that I had to think of on the moment to give for the... I don't even remember what it was. But that's what I was thinking. Actually, I was just in Chicago speaking someplace, and basically there's some thoughts that I had on the way back. We're davening now to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. We're davening Rabbanu Shalom and the Rabbanu Shalom by Sphir Sa'aymer. We're asking Hashem for help. The Taharenu, the Katshenu, to purify us, to sanctify us, to make us holy. To remove from us kliposeinu v'tumoseinu, all the klipas, all the husks, the impurity and the tumah that has somehow accumulated over time, so that we should be able to receive the Torah. So I want to speak about what we can do to remove the obstructions, so that we will be able to receive the Torah with simcha from our Father. And I want to base this entire discussion upon my understanding of a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a very famous Gemara. And I'm going to go over the piece inside very quickly and try to understand what Chazal are telling us. And this isn't a speech that we're going to learn together for a little bit, and you have to concentrate. Omer of Yeshuv and Levi. B'shah sha'ala Moshe l'morim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the Torah, Omer malochei asharis l'fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, the angels said to Hashem, Ma'al yilayit isha b'neinu, how dare a mortal being, a human being, someone born of a woman, what's he doing over here amongst us? Ma'al yilayit isha b'neinu. Omer lahem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to the malochim, the Kabbalah Torah, he's here in order to receive the Torah. Omer lefonav, so the malachim had a tiny, they had a complaint, they said to Hashem, Chem de genuza, she genuza lecha, the precious gift, the hidden treasure that's been hidden for 974 dairis, kaidim shenivra olam, that was hidden for 974 generations before the world was created. That number is very significant. We don't have time to talk about that right now. But the Chem de Genuza, the hidden treasure, the Torah, that existed 974 generations before creation. Atam Vakish Litna Lebosav Adam. Hashem, you want to give this to flesh and blood? To human being? My Enlish Kisis Kerenu. The Malachim side of Pasuk, what's a human being, Hashem, that you should even mention, that you should remember him? Uvanon Kesif Kedenu, whether a human being should be remembered, should be thought of. Hashem Adoneinu Ma'adishimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. There's no purpose, Hashem, in glorifying your name in that miserable world down below. T'na Ha'idcha L'Shamayim. Reveal your splendor and glory over here in Shamayim, in heaven. So Amla Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Hachzir Lahen Tshuva. Don't you hate when that happens? Hashem says that the question was being directed to Hashem, and Hashem turns to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, answer. He says, answer. Hachzir Lahen Tshuva. Now this isn't Stam, a classroom. This isn't a cheder. The whole universe is waiting to see what's going to happen. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachzir Lahen Tshuva. Go ahead. Answer the kasha. Omulafanu. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shalom, Misyarani, Shema Yisrafuni Behevel Shabafiyah. I'm afraid to speak, they're going to burn me with a fire that's coming from their mouths. So listen to Hashem's answer. Listen to how Hashem reassured Moshe Rabbeinu. And this reassurance is for us also. Omaloi, echoiz bekisei kavoidi. Hold on to my throne of glory. Hold on to this, to the kisei kavod. Hold on. Vechazor lahen shuva, and go ahead and answer. But hold on to the kisei kavod. Omalofonov, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So it's interesting. He's still talking, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Hashem. He doesn't turn to the malach. First he talks to Hashem, and he says, Omalofonov. Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World, Torah she'atanoisin li maksivba, the Torah that you're giving me, what's written in this Torah? Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And so on. I am Hashem your God, and the rest of the Aseres Hadibros. So now Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the angels, to the Malachim, and Omer Lahen, L'Mitzrayim Yiradetem. Did you ever have to go down into Egypt? Did you ever experience the Golus, the exile of Mitzrayim? Leparo hishtabaditem. Were you ever enslaved by Paro? Torah loma tehelochem. Why do you need the Torah? Shuv maksiv, but what's written in the Torah, letirzach, you can't murder, letinif, you can't commit adultery, and so on. So kinna yesh benechem. Is there any jealousy amongst you? Yetzahari yesh benechem. Is there a Yetzirah? Is there an evil inclination? So Moshe Rabbeinu is finished. Miyad, immediately. Hoidu loyla Kadosh Baruch Hu. Immediately the Malachim admitted that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and that Hashem was right for giving the Torah down in this world to this world. Miyad hoidu loyla Kadosh Baruch Hu shenema Hashem adonenim adesh shimcha b'chol ha'aretz, that they admitted that the purpose of creation is that Hashem's name should be glorified down below in this world. Not only that, but each malach, each of the angels became a beloved friend of Moshe Rabbeinu. They befriended Moshe Rabbeinu. They fell in love with Moshe Rabbeinu. And they gave him a gift. They gave Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. Shenemar brings a pasuk, Elisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi. Moshe Rabbeinu went up into the heavens and he captured something. Shevi, he brought back a gift. Lakach the matonis ba'odim. He brought a gift. Ba'odim. I'll talk more about that, why it says ba'odim later on. He brought back a gift from the higher world. So instead of destroying Moshe Rabbeinu, he holds on to the Kisei HaKavod, he holds on to Hashem's throne. And by the time this is finished, in a couple of minutes, not only are the malachim not destroying him, but the angels love him and they're giving him some sort of a mysterious gift, a present. There are a couple of thousand questions here, but let's just concentrate on a few. First of all, what exactly is the meaning of Echoiz Bekisei Kevoidi? What's the reassurance holding on to Hashem's throne? What does that mean? Do people like us have access to that? Echoiz Bekisei Kevodi. Because somehow that seemed to have reassured Moshe to the point that he can now proceed to answer the question of the angels, which would ultimately bring about Matan Torah, which is the purpose of creation. So what is the meaning of Echoiz Bekisei Kevodi? But there's a bigger question than that. Didn't the angels know? I mean, it sounds a little silly. When you try to learn a chazal, of course you can't learn it in a silly way. But doesn't it seem absurd? Didn't the angels know that the mitzvahs are geared towards human beings, towards beings of flesh and blood? But they couldn't have anticipated. Moshe Rabbeinu said, it says not to murder. Ooh, you're talking right. That's a good idea. We didn't think of that. The Svarim all explain that the Malachim, the angels, were not asking about the Torah that's down below. They didn't want to keep the Torah down below in this world, that Torah. They wanted the Torah in the Shoresh, in the root of its spiritual holiness, in the root of what it is, in the Torah before creation. They wanted the spiritual root of the spiritual roots of all the mitzvahs. The Chem de Genuza, the hidden treasure. Before it descended into this world and became enclosed in physical garments, the Malachim were upset because they were crying, Hashem, do not demote the Torah. Don't separate the Torah from its root in Shemayim to send it down to the world, that it should become part of the physical world. So Moshe Rabbeinu's response, were you ever slaves in Egypt? Do you feel a Yetzirah? Do you have an evil inclination to steal? Are you jealous? It seems that's not the point. That's not the issue. Obviously, they weren't concerned with putting on tefillin with leather straps. Malachim, don't put on tefillin with leather straps. They were talking about the shorish, the root of the mitzvah, in its source before creation. The chem de genuza, the hidden treasure. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu's answer? You fellas were never in Egypt, you don't need the Torah. They should have said, instead of becoming his best friend and saying, you're right, they should have said, what are you talking about? We're not talking about anything like that. We're not talking about that. They should have said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't even know what we're talking about. You don't even understand the Torah before it comes into the world. We're talking about something you can't possibly understand. We want that. So we're going to learn Yisod, a teaching. This is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. This is something that will hopefully open up many new ways to understand things in Tanakh, to understand things in Hashkafe, and inside ourselves. There's a teaching from the Holy Tzaddik of Heschel Zidichover. And of Heschel Zidichover says this Torah in the name of the Abt Rav, in the name of his Rebbe, the Ohev Yisrael from Abt. Listen carefully to every word. Shamati mi moiri hakodesh mareinu rabavim Yeshua Heschel havbeis din da'apt. I heard from my Rebbe, rabavim Yeshua Heschel from Apt. Peirush ha-posik, the meaning of the posik that it says in Navi. Ba'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha sho'el mi'imach. And now, Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha sho'el mi'imach. What does Hashem, your God, ask of you? Va'omar b'soid ma'amorim zal, and my Rebbe taught that this posik in Novi, va'at Yisrael ma Hashem elokecha sho'el mi'imach, what does Hashem ask of a Jew, can be understood based upon the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Da'am alamalu mimcha. You shall know what is above you. Know what is above you. Harotzen bezeh, ki nemar b'Yecheskel. It says in Yecheskel in the first parak, the most one of the greatest mysteries of the whole Tanakh, as you all know, is the Soid HaMerkava, the Ma'aseh Merkava, the mystery of the chariot that's found in the beginning of the book of Yecheskel. You know that there were secrets of Torah that were revealed to Yecheskel that nobody had ever seen. Even the Nevi'im who preceded him had not seen such a vision that he saw of the chariot. And the Zohar says because the Jews were so broken after the Churban, after the destruction of the first temple, they were so completely tzebrochen, that Hashem gave them life by revealing the deepest, deepest secret, which is called the Soid, the Ma'aseh Merkava, the secret of the chariot. So it says there, Valdmus hakisei kemara odom olav milamala. You know that there was a vision of different faces of different beings, different animals. And Yecheskel saw a vision of the throne of Hashem himself, kivyochel. A vision of the throne of God. And when he looked at the throne, Yecheskel saw, Valdmus hakisei kemara odom olav milamala. He saw something that resembled the image of an Adam, of a human being, sitting on Hashem's throne. That's how we saw Hashem, kivyochel. The image, the resemblance of an Adam sitting upon the throne. So the Rav Heschel said, the Chavah brings him his Rabbi. V'hinei b'emes nemar, fel mitadem yuni v'ashav v'yayim ha-kodesh. It says in Yeshaya that nobody could be compared to Hashem, chas v'sholom. No being of this world can in any way be compared to Hashem. Umad mustar chulah. You would not allow, God forbid, to say that anything resembles Hashem. Abul zehu mitzideinu ba'avoid the belev emes. But the Abderav said, but mitzideinu, from our perspective, the truthful service, the greatest level, the greatest madrega of serving Hashem, is what? To resemble kivyochel Hashem, for man to be as godlike as possible. So anu oisin kivyochel oisai baruch hu v'ruch shemay d'mus adam. We have the power. Now, if somebody leaves at this point, this could be apikorsis. You have to stick around just a few more minutes. L'damas l'bareinu, he says that we have the koach to resemble the Creator. Not only that, he says, an oisin kivyochel, that we have the power to make Hashem, I'm reading the words, this is an Abderav quoted by a student, the mus adam, to make for Hashem the image of man. In other words, it's a scary thing to say, We always speak about man being created in God's image. The author of it is saying that the greatest opportunity that man has is to somehow fashion Hashem in man's image. You have to stop before you say such a sentence, but that's what he's saying. To fashion Hashem in the image of man. Now listen. Derech Moshe. Derech Moshe, this can be understood. Im Adam Goymel Chesed. If a person does an act of kindness, if somebody does something that's kind, then yad yamin when you do something that's kind, then you are kivyochel creating, strengthening the right arm of the master of the world. You're giving him something that's called the right arm. And if you fight the war of Hashem, by overcoming evil. Meaning, it doesn't have to be, we're not talking here about about any kind of a world war, we're talking about the war that's inside each and every one of us. In other words, there's something that's bringing you away from Hashem. And you wage a milchama, a war, to overcome that. By you being victorious in that war, or by you trying to be mezgaber, to heroically be victorious in that struggle with your own personal yetzara that no one knows about, in doing so, the author of said, you are misakin yad smol leboire kol almin. You are creating and repairing the left arm of the creator of all worlds. And zeh hasoid romzu chazal. And this is hinted at what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, that Mishnah. Da malamala mimcha. You shall know what is above you. Ma, the word ma, memhei, is the gematria Adam. Listen carefully. Ma equals 45. Memhei. Da malamala mimcha means hainu shalomala lakisei. If Hashem is able to be intact upon his throne with a right arm and a left arm, with all of his limbs, kivyochel, doesn't mean anything physical, chas v'shalom, but everything intact. If Hashem's presence is to be constructed upon the throne of his glory, that's mimcha. Da, you shall know that ma, 45, which equals the word Adam, man, that da, ma, Lamala, that is above on the throne, where does that come from? Who has the power to create the Adam on the throne, the Ma, which is Lamala? Da Ma Lamala, Mimcha, you. Hainush Lamala Lakisehu Mimcha, the image of God upon his throne and the vision of Yecheskel, isn't it Kidmus Adam, the resemblance of an Adam of man? An Adam means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel is then functioning in this world in a way where chesed, the right arm, is functioning properly, where gvur, restraint, and judgment and strictness, the left arm, is functioning in a healthy way, and teferes, the body, and yesod and malchus, and so on, when everything is, when the entire hanhaga, the way that this world is being run, is taking place in a healthy and proper way. Which Son Elohimah, the Apter Rav said, Ayidei Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvoseha, by a Jewish person observing Torah and Mitzvahs, by keeping Torah and Mitzvahs, Anu Oisim Kivyochel LeBoirei, we have the power to make for Hashem Kivyochel, Ashehu Mufshat Mikol Rayin, who's beyond their understanding, Utmunus Hashem Uchulu, but the Oisno So, Umedam and Lios Tmunus Adam, we create for Hashem the greatest honor we give him, which is to give him the image of man. Ka'omer, as it's written, Utmunas Hashem Yabit, you shall see, you shall envision the Tmunas Hashem, the image of God. Ozne Hashem, the ears of Hashem. If your ears, if you try to hear good things, if you try not to listen to wrong things, then kivyocha like a kol. You remember the coliforms? You know what I'm talking. You don't know what I'm talking about. Those little things that you put on. Then kivyochel, you try to listen to good things, then the Baruch Shalom gets an ear. The Apter Rav says this. You try to say good things, come out. Yad Hashem. V'chein kol te'orei Adam. All of the limbs, all of the organs of man. Hagam ki lo Adam hu. Chas v'sholom, God is not man. Mushet mikol chaymer, he's removed and separated from all that's material. And that is the meaning he ends this Torah by saying. That is what the Navi was hinting at when he said, Va'ato, and now, Israel, my children, the Jewish people. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. What does Hashem ask of you? So what does the Abdurab say? What does it mean? Va'ato Yisrael, and now Yisrael. You know what Hashem asks you to do? Ma. Memhei. Memhei again means what? 45, which is Adam. What does Hashem ask of you? Al derech zu. Ma Hashem Elokecha. Ma Hashem Elokecha means the greatest glory that man could bring God is that Hashem should receive the image of Adam. That Ma you should make out of Hashem Elokecha. Mem Hei, which is Adam. Sheyi HaBarik Yivyochel B'tmunas Adam. Sho'el Mimach. No, it's a mitzvah to understand this. It's a mitzvah to try on our level. Obviously, he's alluding to something that's very, very deep. Alpi Kabbalah, the name Mem Hei is very deep Kabbalistic connotations. That's not my purpose, and it's way beyond the scope of what I'm prepared to talk about and what you're prepared to hear. On our level, what does this mean? What does it mean? Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mi'imach. Hashem wants you to give him the image of man. Ad kidekach that Yechezkel would be able to see upon the throne Hashem ki Adam, in the dmus Adam, in the image of man. Now you know, one of the major subjects in the Rishonim, and the Rambam begins Mor Nevuchim with this subject, his famous Sefer Mor Nevuchim, Guide for the Perplexed. But all the Rishonim spoke about this. How are we to understand the divine attributes? How are we supposed to understand when it says in the Torah, God is happy, God is angry, God regretted creating man? And the physical way that Hashem is described, the arm of Hashem, the outstretched arm, the charon af, and so on, the anger. So all of the Rishonim agree. All of the Tzaddikim agree that we shouldn't think that, God forbid, chas v'chalila, that when we speak about the midos of Hashem, the attributes of Hashem, that we are in any way describing His essence. Chas v'shalom. We are not in any way describing the essence of God. And to think that you're able to do such a thing, as the Rambam explains, is minus and kfira. It's apikorsis. To think that God has physical attributes, or that God gets into good moods or bad moods, or to think that Hashem has a temper and so on, that's kfira. Although, you know, the Ravid had took up some issue with the Rambam on that on some level. But in general, the Rishonim agree that it's heresy to ascribe to Hashem, to attribute to Him physical emotions and physical qualities. Because we believe that Hashem mitzad atzmai, Hashem and His divine being, is way beyond all midas. Any way that you would describe Hashem as having a certain mida, a certain quality, any description of Hashem in such a way would be confining or limiting. It would be mitzamtzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. And we certainly have no tefis in the understanding of Hashem's essence. So what are we allowed to talk about? Hashem has revealed to us that He runs this world using seven characteristics. The first week of Sfiras HaOmer, Chesed. The second week, Gevura, Teferes, Nesach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. The seven ways that Hashem runs this world. And the Sforim explain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created men, and man is physical and lives and must function in a physical world. Therefore, in order to accommodate man, in order to give man an opportunity to achieve greatness, in order to give the Adam the opportunity to become who he could become, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mislabesh, he enclosed himself in the seven midos, that he behaves kivyochel, he runs the world using these seven midos of chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hod, yisod, and malchus. So that when Hashem does something that's kind, and we describe it as chesed, we're not saying that Hashem is nice. Because if you say that Hashem is nice, it implies that today he's nice, but tomorrow he might not be nice. But he has this attribute, this quality, and therefore the opposite is also possible. When we speak about chesed Hashem, Hashem's kindness, we are never describing the essence of his being, chalila, God forbid. What we're saying is that Hashem, because of his love of the Jewish people for whom the world was created, that Hashem was mitzamsim himself, that he constricted and lowered his presence into this miserable world in the levushim, in the garments of these midos, of these characteristics, in order to give to the world, in order to teach the world, in order to control and run the world. Therefore, when it says that Hashem did something that was kind, it doesn't mean that it's revealing Hashem's personality. It means that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu wore a certain garment of kindness in order to bring kindness into the world. He behaved kivyochel, he revealed a certain act that was an act of kindness. And so it is when it says the Torah V'yichar Af Hashem, when it says that Hashem was angry, it doesn't mean that Chalila Hashem felt anger, God forbid. But it means that a HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to then bring the Midas Hadin into the world. He wanted to reveal strictness and constraint and severity. And he puts on the garment, the levush, to act in such a way of strictness, of restraint, that's called din, that's called anger and gvur. And this is the way we understand Rashi. Rashi says, on the pasuk that we say every day in the Shiras Hayam, we say, Hashem ish milchama. That Hashem is an ish milchama, a warrior, a man of war. Rashi says, Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemo. Af b'shar shehu nilcham v'noikem mi'ayvav, even at the very moment that Hashem is fighting and taking revenge against his enemies, ocheizhu b'midoso l'rachem abrua. At the very same moment, he is holding on to the midah of what? Of compassion and love. As we know, by Yom Suf, he was filled with compassion for the Egyptians. When Hashem was angry, so to speak, with the Egyptians, and when he was drowning them, when he was taking revenge, when he was a man of war. So you know how it is with people like us. Let's say I'm having a difficult time with one of my kids. And I'm giving that, I'm upset, I'm talking to the kid. So then it could be like this: one of the other children walks in with the sweetest disposition and says, "Hi, Dad," and I'll say, "What do you want?" It's not fair. But that's, we have a teva to do that. Why? Because we can't grasp at the same moment simultaneously two opposite meanings. You know why? Because when we're angry, the anger is something which is part of our mahus, of our essential character, of our being. And at the moment that anger is ignited, to be simultaneously kind and sweet and compassionate, you could try to fake, but it has a funny sound to it. How are you, sweetheart? I'm so happy to see you. Get out of here. So it doesn't, you can't at the same time simultaneously to hold on to two opposing midas. This guy just doesn't go. Because our midas, our characteristics, are from the mahus, the essence of who we are. And when the anger is being expressed at that moment, you simply can't think in a compassionate, loving way. You can't look at the world in a loving way. And vice versa, like the Tanya always says, that if it's a person's simcha, at a simcha, even your enemies look nice. How you doing? Let me give you a cigar. If it's a simcha, normally this person, seeing this person gets you so upset. But you're so happy, you had Baruch Hashem, a big simcha, and you're feeling, you're filled with love. And at that moment, when you're filled with love, even the worst enemy looks, he's not so bad. And someone would tell you at that moment, This is your arch enemy. You'd say, why are you saying that? It's not nice. You shouldn't say Lashon Hara. He's a nice person. So once in a while, you know, we've had a little bit of a disagreement. But the next day, if you're upset about something, he's back to being the old Russia. Because our characteristics infiltrate into the very essence of our being. But Rashi's saying that Oches Hubamidos Larachim Al Brua Veloznas Kolboy Oilam. When Hashem is taking revenge against the Egyptians, He's giving life to the rest of the world. His love and His giving life to the world continues, goes on in the sweetest way. A king of flesh and blood. When he's in the midst of war, he turns away from all other things. He doesn't have the strength to do this and that. It's because when Hashem is showing that side, that midah of anger, of strictness, it's not the essence, God forbid. It's that Hashem is mislabesh, he wears a garment of anger. And at the very same moment, he's compassionately and lovingly giving to the rest of the world. Because Hashem's midah is another description of the mahus, of the essence, of his being. The levushim, garments that he puts on and takes off, depending upon what he wants to give to the world, what the world needs. And therefore, we can now understand this teaching. Begin to understand the teaching of the Aftarav. Listen carefully. We're going to bring it down mamish to a point that every single one of us can connect to. There's a section in the Tikkuni Zohar that's called Pasach Elio. And in Pasach Elio we're told that Hashem directs the world with the seven midos that I mentioned, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, and so on. And it says there in the Pasach Elio, Chesed is Dror de Yamina. Chesed is Hashem's right arm. And Gevurah, strength, strictness, is Dror the small at the left arm. Tiferes, Gufa, Tiferes is the body, the torso. And Netzach and Hod are the two legs of Hashem. And Yisod is the Os Bris Kodesh, is the Bris Milah. And Malchus is Peh, is the mouth, Perishabal Peh Karinba. Malchus is the mouth of Hashem. So now we can understand what Yechezkel HaNavi saw sitting on the throne. And what happens each was what we're preparing for. Listen to what Yechezkel HaNavi saw. Va'alt Musa ki se d'mus kemara odom olov milamalo. Yechezkel HaNavi, when the Jewish people felt totally lost, when the Churban had taken place, and the Jews felt that Nevuah prophecy was leaving, they felt Hashem packing up his bags and leaving Yerushalayim. And we were sitting on the Horus Bovel, Sham Yashavnu Gambachinim Zachreinim Siyain, and we were crying that Hashem didn't have anything else to do with us. So all of a sudden Yechezkel saw the heavens opening up, and he saw that sitting on the throne, he saw what? On the throne of Hashem. Dmuz Kemara Adam Olav Milamal. He saw on the throne of God an image that resembled the human being, with two right arms, with two legs, with a torso, with a bris, with a mouth. Because there's a rule in creation. Those of you that have been coming to Shiurim over the years know, we've spoken about this very often. There's a rule in creation that Hashem established from the beginning. That means that in order for something to take place in the higher world, man must initiate something down below here in this world. There must be an awakening from the world below. It's up to us to bring something about in the higher world. Hashem waits for man to initiate, to awaken something down below, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond a million trillion fold. But the awakening, the initial awakening, must take place down here in this world. So Mela, we understand now. It says in the Gemara, Kol HaMerachim Al HaBriyos, Merachim Al Olam HaShamayim, that if you're a person that you have compassion upon someone, you feel bad when somebody's hurt, you don't walk away from a friend that's crying, you have Rachmanus HaFayid, it bothers you, it hurts you, and you try to help out. So the Gemara says, Kolamachan Malabrius, whoever has Rachmanis, whoever has pity, takes pity on somebody in this world. Then Merachman, the love of Shemaim, they have Rachmanis. Then you are awakening the Midas Harachamim in the higher world. You are empowering the Midas Harachamim. That means that when you do a Maase of Chesed in this world, then you're activating your right arm. Do you know that the Holy Mizritcha Magid, the Tanya said, the Baal Tanya said, the Mizritcha Magid was well known. By the time he was an older man, that the Mizritcha Magid, his Rebbe, could not walk on his left leg. His left side was completely disabled. Both his arm and his leg were disabled. He couldn't use his right, his left arm and his left leg. And the Baal Tanya said, because the Rebbe, the Mizritcha Magid, his whole life has been davening, has been crying, has been begging to strengthen the side of chesed, of loving kindness in his life, to be good to Yidden, to be good to Jews. And in doing so, to strengthen the shefa, the blessing of the right side of Hashem, the right arm of Hashem, the right leg entering into this world, Netzach, and chesed and Netzach coming to this world. Ad kidei kach, that the Mizritcha Magid could no longer use his left arm, he could no longer use his left side, had become physically paralyzed, mamish. He couldn't walk on his left side. He couldn't use his left side. Ad kidei kach, did the Mizritcha Magid remove all leftness from his life, all din, all stringency, all strictness from his life, so that he lost the power to use his left side in this physical world. So we understand that to the extent that a human being down below in this world strengthens his right arm, strengthens himself to have rachmanis on a Jew, and to be a bal chesed, when a person does that, then kivyochol, you are then giving strength to the right arm of Hashem that is on the kisei hakovod, that is sitting in the image of man that you create with your kindness upon God's throne. And that is the way that the after Rav is explaining. Da malamala mimcha. It says in the Mishnah, you shall know. No, da. That malamala. That ma, which is the gematria of Adam. That the Adam that you see, if Hashem is going to send more kindness into this world, it's because you down below on your throne, in the world down below, in your little life down below, you strengthen this right side, you strengthen the midas chesed, then da, you should know that ma lamala, that the ma, which equals Adam, 45, that's lamala, that's above in the higher world, on the throne of Hashem, where did that come from? Mimcha. You created God, so to speak, in your image. You gave Hashem the image of the right side, you imprinted upon the throne of God. Da ma lamala, mimcha is from you. Va'ati Yisrael, the Navi says, and now Jewish, and now Yidden Jews. Va'ati Yisrael, ma Hashem alokecha shoel mimach. What does Hashem ask of you? So the after Rav said it means, Va'ati Yisrael, listen, Yiddish kinderlach, Jewish children. Ma Hashem alokecha. The best thing that God wants for Himself. You love me, Hashem says. You want to do something nice to me. Ma Hashem alokecha shoel mimach. Ma Hashem alokecha, make me into your image. Give me the strength I want to give to the world. I want my right side to reach into the world and to give this one what he needs and that one what she needs. I want to do that. But da, you have to know that ma'ala ma'ala, that the Adam on the throne above is mimcha, it's from you. It's from you. So now it's Oyum V'Noyra. It's absolutely awesome and astounding, this teaching. At the beginning of creation, one of the hardest psukim in the whole Torah. But Yoimer Lukim, and Hashem said, Nasa Odom Bitzalmeinu Kidmusenu. Let us make man in our image and our form. Nasa Odom Bitzalmeinu Kidmusenu. So there's a teaching from the Yismach Moshe, from the Satan Rav's great grandfather, that when it says Nasa Odom, everybody knows what Rashi says, Chazal say, that Hashem, of course, doesn't need anybody to help, he doesn't have little elves. So what does it mean, Nasa Adam? Let us make man. So Rashi says this, Derech Eretz, to say to the Malachim, it's nice to say let us. Like you do with a child, right? A mother's baking something in the kitchen, and the little one comes over there, and he says, come, we're going to make a cake, and you let the kid throw in a little something. Oh, we made a cake. It's really important. Usually you say, oh, you made the cake. You made the cake. So the Baruch Shalom, according to Rashi, did a very sweet thing. He says to the Malachim, Loma machana mensh. We're going to make a man. Not so. To be nice, like when you're talking to a child. Let us make a man. And it's a very deep thought. Yismach Moshe says something different. Yismach Moshe says that Hashem turns to every single Jew, every moment of your life, and He says to you, Nasa Odom, let us make man. And the meaning of Nasa Odom means, Hashem tells you, I'm giving you seven qualities. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Yisrael, Malchus. I'm giving you seven koiches in your life. Seven characteristics, seven attributes. Salmeinu kidmuseinu. Let us make man in our image. I will give you the ingredients. I will give you the seven midos. The ability to function according to the seven midos. But I am asking you, Nasa Odom, Hashem says, I kivyochel, I'm waiting for you. I need you to begin. If you activate the midas ha-chesed, you try to refine your characteristic of kindness, then you have made Odom with me. I have given you the ingredients, and you, together with me, have now formed the image of Odom on the throne, on the kisya kovet of the master of the universe. Nasa Odom, b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu, in our image, in man's image. But it was impossible to do that in Mitzrayim. In Egypt, we couldn't do that. In Mitzrayim, we were held in such mitzorim, in such smallness. And perhaps that's what's hinted at in the Pasuk. You know that we couldn't stay another moment in Mitzrayim, right? We were on the 49 levels of impurity. And if Chas V'Shalom, we would have stayed another moment, that would have been it. And what is the Pasuk that says we couldn't wait? What is the Pasuk, no? V'liyachlu what? L'hismameya. Right? We couldn't delay. So perhaps on a deeper level it means that in Egypt we were unable, lihisma meya means to make the two ma's. Mem hei, lihisma meya is spelled lamed hei saf, mem hei, mem hei. We couldn't bring together the two mem heis. Lo yochlu lihisma meya. And the meaning of that is that man's responsibility is to correct the ma, the memhei, the adam lamata in this world. The adam lamata means your characteristics in this world, in your life. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, in your life. That's one ma. And in doing so, to bring about a rectification, kivyochel, of the master of the world, to give him those qualities that he should be able to sit in the dmus of an adam on his throne. That's the second memhei. That's why the letter Tzadi, which the Svarim says indicates that Tzadik, the letter Tzadi, equals 90. 90 is 2 times Ma. Mem He is 45 plus Mem He is 45 equals 90. Lo yochlu hisma meya. And it's also connected to Afal Pisha yisma meya. In each and every one of us, Afal Pisha yisma meya. If Mashiach hasn't come yet into the world, it's because we haven't yet brought about the rectification of the two words ma and ma. Probably the one you learn most from whom, how to do that is from your mother. How do you know that then? Ma, ma. I'm not joking. There's emes to that. I was once in Yerushalayim. We used to go around Friday night to go to different tables of tzaddikim, so we'd have stuff to joke about on Shabbos. And we used to get, in this place you got some tea, in this place you got a biscuit, in this place you had a kugel. You know, we used to make the rounds. It wasn't in any, there was no tachlis to become closer to Hashem. It was simply to get some free food and to have some laughs. And there was one particular tzaddik, and I don't want to say his name now, he's no longer amongst the living, he's a great, great tzaddik. But we didn't know, you know, there came a couple of guys, you know, and the chassidim, like, really into it. And we climb up there to see what's doing. And there are two things I remember. I don't remember a thing that he said. But there are two things that I remember he did. First of all, he took off his glasses and he put them into the soup. And I looked at my friends. And I was thinking, it's a good thing he doesn't wear contacts. He took off his glasses and he puts them into the soup. So, you know, guys were going like, this is a good one. This is, we're going to tell the guy this is the best show. But this we never saw. I mean, when you went to Gare, you just heard Torah, right? And everybody's pushing and shoving and Torah. You went to this place, but this is a show. So he puts his glasses into the soup, no? And then he puts it right on his head. It's all over, the soup is all over. But then, that wasn't anything. The next thing he did, I'm telling you this, he leaned back, and he started knocking his head against the wall, and he was saying, with his eyes closed, he was saying, Mama. Just calling out Mama. So my friend said to me, This guy's sick. He's sick. What does he want? What does he mean? His mama. So there was one of the chassidim that was, the chassidim saw that we were a bunch of late signing, and they bothered them. And they were right. I mean, the man's a holy man. So one of the chassidim, when we were laughing about that mama, we were going, Mama, Mama. So the chassid said that Mama is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Mem Mem Hey is Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And that there were tzaddikim that were known to speak about Hashem in the most affectionate way you can is to call him Mama. Melech Malchei Hamlochim. V'lo yochlu hismameya. We weren't able to make that connection between the Ma down below in this world, Mem Hey, which is the Adam below, 45, the Adam, to fix the right and the left and the torso and the bris kodesh and so on. And as a result of that, Nebuch Hashem couldn't send his motherly love into this world. And this Rabbi says the Tachlis of Sfiras Hayom, the Tareinu, we go through each of the 7 weeks to purify and to refine the 7 midas. Each week is a different mida. And now we're ready to come back to Har Sinai. Let's go down to Har Sinai. The greatest gift that Hashem ever gave us, and it gives us right now, is the Torah. The Tanya writes in the fourth parak. It's kedai to learn the whole fourth. It's kedai to learn the whole Sefer Tanya. But the fourth parak of Tanya before Shavuos, Slasaim Yishak. It makes a different Shavuos. The Tanya explains in the fourth parak the greatest gift that Hashem did gave us was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose chachma, whose wisdom transcends all human understanding, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamtzim his chachma, that he limited and constricted and held back and filtered his chachma, the divine wisdom of the master of the world, until it went through many, many, many descents, and it came into tefillin, into tzitzis, into Shabbos, into yontiv, until it came into physical mitzvahs, that you make a parchment from a piece of an animal, that you make tefillin, which has in it the yichud Hashem, but has in it God's oneness, is made from a behemoth. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, that Hashem's wisdom went down, it was mislabish, took on garments and garments, thicker and thicker, till it came mamish into physical mitzvahs, and not only that, then into the physical letters of Torah, and all the Rashi Tevis and the Gematrias and the hints that are found in Chumash and the Navi, and in all of that, Hashem's wisdom, His infinite wisdom, has been given to us as a gift. It's all there, the divine wisdom of Hashem, but it's gone down and become more and more covered with levushim, till it finally, with garments, till it finally is able to penetrate into the physical world. So the Tanya says that you should know that when you're doing a mitzvah, you're hugging the King. And I have this kavana, I try to have this kavana all the time. The Tanya says that you should know that when you're doing a mitzvah, what are you supposed to do? People, some you love your child, you give a kiss. You shaken him in the shikas piyum. You love someone, you give a kiss. It seems like a very silly thing. If you stop and think about it, what kind of a stupid thing is that, you pucker up your mouth and you do that. It's a pretty obscene thing. What does that mean? So the Svarma Kedoshim explain. The Devada, what do you mean? What do you don't want to kiss the skin? You're trying to kiss a person's neshama. What are you supposed to do? You can't do that. We don't know how to get to that place. So the highest level of nishikas is yishakenim nishikas piyu, is when one mouth is with another, because that's the place where the ruach elokim was infused into man. So is dabkas ruach beruach to touch one ruach with another ruach in holiness and in purity? I'm not talking about God forbid something that's not holy. That's the closest you can get to touching someone's neshama. So the Tanya wrote that, no, what are you supposed to do, Nebuch, in this world? The king, we don't know how to kiss Hashem. But we want to show him how much we love him. When you take a mitzvah, any mitzvah from Hashem, it is Hashem, but it's Hashem wearing a thick coat, the Tanya says. And when you're hugging the king, even though he's wearing a thick coat, you're still hugging the king. He's enclosed in a thick coat. So every single time that you learn a word of Torah, any single time you do a mitzvah, you perform a mitzvah, at that moment you are mamish touching the garment of the king that has descended through many, many levels till it came into the physical garments of this world. And that's the meaning of Vayeru Hashem al Har Sinai. And that's why the Torah is compared to water that descends from a high place and enters into a low place. So now we go back to the story of Moshe Rabbeinu with the angels to the beginning. Let's finish. Based upon his teaching from Naftarov, it's unbelievable. I really think that you all know by now what the explanation is, so I'm just going to say it quickly. Moshe Rabbeinu is terrified. The Malachim are telling Moshe Rabbeinu. The Malachim are marking. What do you need a Torah for in that world? What are you taking a Torah into the world? Chem de Genuza, the precious gift of Hashem, doesn't belong down below. It belongs in the higher root, in its spiritual root. As will the Mefarshim say. So Moshe Rabbeinu is terrified. Hashem says, Hachshu lahan tshuva, answer them. And Moshe Rabbeinu is afraid. He says, they're going to burn me. They're going to destroy me. So Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, now let's understand. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the reassurance to Moshe Rabbeinu? What turned everything around forever? What brought about the whole Kabbalah of the Torah, the giving, the receiving of the Torah? Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to do what? Achoyz, to hold on to? Kisei Kvayd. Hashem says, quickly, Moshe Rabbeinu, grab onto the throne. Come to the throne, hold on. And Moshe Rabbeinu holds on to the Kisei Kvayd. The Malachim have a taina mali loydi shabainin. What's a human being doing over here? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what am I supposed to say? I'm not a human being. What am I doing here? This isn't my place. So what does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? Adarabba, achoyz b'kisei kavodi. Hold on to my throne. Moshe Rabbeinu crawls over to Hashem's throne with his eyes closed and he holds the throne. And the Baruch Shalom takes Moshe Rabbeinu by his pace and lifts him up and says, give a kick, look, and what do you see on the throne? And Moshe Rabbeinu is terrified. He looks on the throne and what does he see? Tzuras ha'adam, the image of man. The Malachim is saying, Ma'i lad isha b'inenu, what's a human being? Fech, what's a human being doing here? And Moshe Rabbeinu looks up and Hashem tells him, Achoyz quickly, Achoyz b'kisei kavod, grab onto the kisei kavod, to the same throne that Yechezkel Novi saw. Achoyz b'kisei kavod, hold on to my throne. Hold on to my throne means that Hashem calls out to each and every Jew, that if you feel that you're nobody, you feel that you're worthless, you feel that you're not worthy of getting the Torah, if you feel sometimes, Ma'ilad Isha Benin, what am I doing such spiritual things, who am I? So I have kavanas, I don't know what I'm doing, I make brokers, I put on tefillin, I do this, I do that, I keep Shabbos, I have a mezuzah, I try to eat kosher, I try to stay away from the wrong things. What am I doing, Ma'ilad Isha Benin, what shaykhis do I have to the higher world? What connection do I have to the higher world? So the Baruch Shalom says, V'nahafaychu, the tachlis of creation, Hashem says, Rav Malach, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hachshu lahan tshuva, now answer the Malach. And now the Moshe Rabbeinu turns to the Malach and says like this, listen, Rav Malach, Klum hishtabarta b'mitzrayim, were you ever enslaved in Egypt? Did you ever try to say a kind word to a Jew when you were so tzebrochet, when you were broken from being a slave, when you had no self-respect, when you had no dignity, and you still sat down like many Jews did in the concentration camp, people who were stripped of humanity and yet they cared about the other? That was the godless of our people in the concentration camps. Mikam Chi Yisrael. Malach, do you know what it means to be in Auschwitz and Matthaus and Treblinka? And in that place to strengthen the right hand? Reb Malach, do you know what it means to have a Yetzirah? Did you ever have a Yetzirah? Did you ever have that the whole world was telling you one thing? The whole world is telling you one thing. And some pasuk that was written thousands of years ago that you don't even understand tells you something else. And try to do that. That's called gevurah, that's the left hand. Not to fail. Not to give in to the Yetzirah, that's the left hand. Reb Malach, you never did such a thing. You don't understand what that means. The Malach was saying, of course the Malach wanted the shorish of the Torah in the higher world. But in the higher world, Adam is sitting on the throne. Even in that world, Adam is sitting. Because every action down below here in this world awakens the highest response that materializes upon the Kisei HaKavod of the Master of the World. So finally the Malachim, not only do they agree, do they admit, but they say, Ma Adir Shemucha B'chol Haaretz. You hear the Pasuk? Ma Adir. Mem Hei.
Ma Adam, Memhei is 45. Ma Adir Shimcha, how precious your name is. How powerful your name is. Davka, where? Not in Shemai, not in Ahoydchel Shemai. Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. That only down below do they have the koach of Memhei. Of Memhei, which means to make the Tzuras Ha'adam. Ma Adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. And then they give Moshe Rabbeinu a gift. And here, it's too late to talk. Bariches. The gift was that Moshe Rabbeinu went up, Shavisa Shevi, you took captive. You brought some gift back from Shemayim. Shevi, Shin Beis Yudah, Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Rabbeinu brought Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon, Adonainu Bar Yochai. Shevi. You see the difference between our Shevi and their Shevi? Something to think about. Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is the side. Shimon Bar Yochai tells you that everything in your life is filled with mystery. That your life is so deep, is so amazing, is so mysterious. Every single motion that you make, what a commotion. What an unbelievable tumult it makes on the Kisei HaKavod. What a tumult it makes on the Kisei HaKavod. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai brought to us. The side, the mystery of Torah. The Tzitzum of Prochim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Kodesh Kadosh. Alisa by Lil Kait Sheshan and Prach. I want to tell you a story. My chaver from school knows the story from the past, and I told it once on a Tuesday night, but I want to repeat it again. I'm sorry, it's very late. I'm going to tell it to you, Bekitzer. The Maisa was a Maisa from the Holy Rebbe Abzushia with his brother, the Rebbe Elimelech. The Rebbe Abzushia, you've heard of him, Stam, many of you heard of the Rebbe Abzushia. He was Ma. He was that Memhei in the fullest sense of the word. It happened that the Rebbe Abzushia and his brother, the Rebbe Elimelech, were on their way to Mezrich for Shavuos to see the Maggid. There was a huge, huge pilgrimage going to Mizritcha Magid for Shavuos, to the Rebbe. Hundreds of thousands of people. Going towards Mizritcha. And all of a sudden, along the way, there are people on the road, and the two famous brothers, the Rebbe Melech and the Rebbe Zushia, all of a sudden the Rebbe Zushia has this wild look in his eyes, and Rebbe Melech knew, uh-oh, something's going to happen now. And Rebbe Zushia tells his brother, we have to go. We can't stay on this road. We have to leave. And Rebbe Melech goes with them, and they go into a forest. And for a long time, the Rebbe Zushia has his eyes closed, and he's concentrating. And all of a sudden, after quite a while, he turns around. And Zerif Shavuos, he turns around with this wild look in his eyes, and he says, Melech, I have a half hour. Any bracha that I give to anybody besides us, any bracha that I give to a Jew will be mekuyim, will be kept in Shemayim. Any bracha. Nope. So Rebbe Melech says, let's go. So they run back to the road, but by this time over an hour or two have passed, and all the Yidden are already far ahead, more than a half hour ahead on the way to Mezrich. So along the way there was a famous inn, a kretschmer where the Yidden used to go on the way to Mezrich. The Chassidim would go and tell some stories and have some drinks on the way into town. So there was an innkeeper and his wife, Yidden Jews, that they didn't have children, and the Rebbe Abzushi and his brother Rebbe Elimelech ran in there already a few minutes have passed till they got there, and they come in there and the innkeeper and his wife are not there. So Rebbe Abzushi said, I can't believe, why would Hashem do this to me? He gave me such a car, such power to give brachas, and I have no one to talk to. 5 minutes, 2 minutes, that's it, the time is up. Rebbe Zush starts to cry, and all of a sudden the innkeeper and his wife walk in. They can't believe what a find they have, the two holy brothers, the tzaddikim. They're so excited, they can't do enough for them. Anyway, they didn't want to make them feel bad, the Rebbe Zush and Rebbe Mel stayed for a little while, but they have to get moving, it's time to go to Mezrich. The innkeeper and his wife look very sad, and as the Rebbe's are getting ready to go, she starts to cry, the innkeeper's wife. So the Rebbe Abzushi couldn't see such a thing. This is Mamish Chesed and Din. The Rebbe of Melech was a strong person. The Rebbe of Lushi was soft, so soft. So Rebbe Lushi said, why are you crying? What's the matter? So she said, you know, we never had children. We were never blessed with children. We've been davening for years. And the only joy we ever have is when people pass through tzaddikim and so on. And now even you're going to leave us for sure. We have nobody here. We don't have children. But we have to stay, because or else the whole place would be destroyed or something. We have to stay. So right away the Rebbe Zushi had a look in his eyes. And Rebbe Melech said to him, don't get any ideas, Zushi. We have to go to Mezrich. The Rebbe Zushi said, I can't go to Mezrich. I can't leave him. So his brother, they're talking on the side, and the Rebbe Melech says, but how could you stay? There's no minyan, there's no mikveh, what are you going to do over here? So Rebbe Zushi said, I can't go, and it's not going to be a yontif for me. Please send my love to the Rebbe, I can't go. So Rebbe Melech knew there's no tachlis to fight with him. So the Rebbe Zushi stays, the innkeeper and his wife are dancing with joy. What a thing to have Rebbe Zushi. So comes Shavuos night. Shavuos night. So after they daven a little bit. It's no minyan, they daven. And they have a meal. So Rebbe Zushi says to the innkeeper and his wife, "Nu, Leil Shavuos, let's learn." So the two of them are very sad. They said, Rebbe, we don't even know how to read. We were orphans. We don't know how to read. We don't know anything. So Rebbe Zushi said, "No, that's okay." He never used to call himself me. He said, Zushi, we'll teach you Aleph Beis. And the Rebbe Zushi sat there through the entire night, learning with them the Aleph Beis from his Chumash, from Siddur, Aleph Beis, Kumis Aleph, oh, Kumis Beis, Bo, Amish, Azayvi Yecheda, like in Cheda, the Aleph Beis. And at the very same time, after the great Tzaddikim in Mezrich, where the Rebbe finished eating, all of a sudden, they came to this Medrash. Mizrach Magid said, "We're going to learn something tonight. I don't want anybody to learn the Chavrusas. Tonight I want to talk to you about the deeper meaning of the Aleph Beis." The Mizrach Magid starts to teach what the Aleph is, what an Aleph means, the shape, the meaning of the word Aleph, what it means, what's an Aleph, and what's a Beis, the whole night, the deepest secrets of Kabbalah to the Chassidim, to the Tzaddikim in Mezrach. Then in the morning, Rebbe Zushi gets up and he says, "No, let's daven. It's time to daven Shachris." They say, "We don't really know how to daven." He says, "Rebbe Zushi, I'm going to teach you the nusach. I'm going to teach you the nigun. I want to teach you a song, how to sing." And Rebbe Zushi sat and taught them a nigun. At the very same exact second in Mezrich, all of a sudden Mezrich Mahagis said, "I want to teach you a new nigun." And the whole shulis went this way. Whatever was happening with the innkeeper wife and Rebbe Zushi was happening in a very deep way in Mezrich. After Shavuos, after Yom Tov is over, Mizrach Magid sends a messenger to Rebbe Zushi. He says, to tell Rebbe Zushi, I know what he's doing. In other words, he's forcing me, he's getting me into all this whole thing over here. He says, I know what Zushi is doing, Rebbe Zushi, and tell him that I want him to come immediately to Mezrach. The messenger comes, Rebbe Zushi says, tell the Rebbe in all the respect, I refuse to leave until he promises that they're going to have a child. So the messenger goes back to Mezrach. When the messenger walks in, before he even tells Rebbe the Mezrach Magid, Mezrach Magid smiles and says, it's already been taken care of. The Rebbe Zushi was already piled. He beat me again. He took care of it. What happened? The innkeeper and his wife were preparing breakfast. And the Rebbe Zushi was getting some of these things together, get ready to get going. And Rebbe Zushi told his brother, Rebbe HaMelech, that he looked at the innkeeper and his wife, and he saw that both of them were direct descendants from David HaMelech. And then all of a sudden he said he was filled with the power of bracha that he had the day before, and gone before Yom Tov and lost. And he turned to the innkeeper and his wife and he gave them a bracha that they're going to have a boy this year, and to name the boy David after David HaMelech. The Kachavan, so it was. You know what that means for us? It means that you have to know, and I have to know. Any single time you sit and you learn an aleph down here in the simplest little way, try to make heads or tails out of a pasuk, someplace, somewhere in the higher world is the Demus HaAdam. Your image is shining. When you try to show a little kindness, you know what? There's a mitzvah that's called Hakaras HaTov. You heard of it? Hakaras HaTov. What's meant Hakaras HaTov? Hakaras HaTov means if somebody is good to you, you have to be good to everybody, but if somebody is good to you, you have to shower that person with kindness, with love. Shower the person with love. And when you do that, Then on the throne above, somewhere there's the Dumus HaAdam that is shining with Hakaras HaTayiv. In the Dumus HaAdam above, in the higher image of Hashem. This is the way the Jews prepare for Har Sinai. We don't run off to monasteries and convents. We run to each other. We give and we care and we try to strengthen our Midas Tayyavas. And their Heretz Kadma L'Tayyav. And we should be Zarechim Mitzvah Hashem through Hashiveinu and through our own efforts to return to the Rabbi Shalom, to our Father. We should be Zarechim Mitzvah Hashem to be Mekabal the Tayyav B'Simcha V'Nachas. And the Rabbi Shalom should have Nachas from us. And we should, each and every one of us, should know that our tzura, our image is mamash shining in the Kisei HaKavod when it comes to Shavuos. Let's make it that it should be a good dmus, a good tzelem. Nasa Adam b'tzalmeinu k'dmus seinu, we should be zoicha to see that the Baal Simcha of Shavuos, David Malka Mashiach, the Baal Hilula of David HaMelech, David Malka Mashiach, should come. Yovov yigaleinu, v'yis Mashiach tzekeinu, v'mehem yameinu, v'mein v'mein.